If you want to succeed, then you must run counter to a quality that most people feel essential. Most people think that if you want to succeed, if you want to actualize your ideas, you've got to be attached to the outcome. You've got to want it desperately. But in fact, non-attachment to the outcome, inner freedom, is the best way of accomplishing that. If you're attached to the outcome, your energy is in the future and isn't giving itself the opportunity to develop that kind of power in the present that will make those results come out as well as they possibly can. Again, if you're attached to the results of your action, if you desire those results, then you become fixed, not flexible. And if those results are not the ones that are going to come quite as you define them, then you may, like the oak tree, fall down. You may find yourself incapable of seizing the opportunity that is trying to present itself to you. And so a very important quality, not only for actualizing your ideas, but also for accomplishing what we more deeply want in life, which is freedom. We want to actualize our ideas to become free of this great dream and become ourselves again. That's one of the motives. It's something that we want regardless of what we're trying to do. The underlying motive for most action is inner freedom. And you'll never have that freedom if you are attached to those fruits of your action. So live in the moment. But even as I said, as a technique for achieving that victory, you will find it a technique par excellence, because in that concentration in the moment, you will be able to give it all of your attention. So, does it remove you from enthusiasm? No, not at all. Because your enthusiasm should be directional. It should not be fixed and defined by specifics. As long as it's directional, it can keep growing. And as soon as it becomes defined by specific goals, specific intentions, specific ideas, if it becomes too clearly defined in its objective, then it becomes crystallized. You need that fluidity in order to keep the energy flowing. And that which, above all, will guarantee success in any undertaking is energy. Enthusiasm generates energy. Concentration focuses energy. Willpower develops energy, the flow of energy, develops magnetism. All of these things work together, but only when there's a flow in mind, when there's a flow in practice. And as soon as that flow becomes blocked, it's like water when it can no longer flow, it becomes stagnant. Your ideas become stagnant. You become habit-bound. You become old-fashioned. You become incapable of rising to new occasions, meeting new opportunities. All of these things depend on flow. And that flow is possible only to the extent that you can live in the present and not think in terms of where you're going, but be willing. Remember, it's sort of like the illustration of a skier who knows that his overall aim, his basic aim, is to get to the bottom of the slope. But he doesn't say, well, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to turn at that point, turn right at the other point, turn left at another, go straight here, squat down here at this point. None of that. He just figures he's got to go downhill. He'll go down centered in himself so that he can turn whenever he needs to. He can move left or right without being committed in one direction or another. He has that flow so that with the flow he can go with the hill as it is. Flow is the important thing. And we human beings tend to think too much in terms of static definitions. In fact, however, we're coming out of a time when men lived that much by definition. We've lived in the past more in terms of form, rules, definitions, dogmas. All of these things belong to an age when man thought of matter as an ultimate reality. And matter is solid, and thus our ideas become solid, our dogmas become solid, our principles become solid. But in an age where we realize that matter is actually composed of energy, then we see that all of these things are fluid and can take us toward greater and greater awareness and understanding. Many people have made the mistake of thinking that relativity means that there are no values. But in fact, relativity as applied to human life means a directional relativity, a flow from something toward something else, so that you don't define perfection, for example, at this point. You define it as a direction that goes to this point, but also through this point to something better. And your own ideas, if you keep them fluid, will keep growing. And you will find that as you refine those ideas, you'll come to something much, much better. So that the clarity that you had in the beginning is only the first hint of that clarity that comes when you've actually actualized your ideas. You know, they say that anticipation is always greater than fulfillment. But that's because anticipation, and that's only when anticipation, is a fixed and crystallized concept. What we need to think of when we have anticipation is a sort of a preliminary, provisional idea of something that will keep on growing. And if you do that, then when you reach the fulfillment, you'll have a new and much broader definition. And what you can accomplish in your endeavor to actualize your ideas is actualize something much greater than you ever would have been able to dream of, and much greater than you'd ever be able to accomplish if you held too rigidly to that first idea and to your attachment to the fruits of your efforts, that they manifest only and limitedly that one concept that you've held.